Hello, everybody, both in the room and beyond the room, those on Room and those on Zoom. Oh, no, what happened? I try to get the whole thing on and it just disappeared. Thank you very much to my techies helping me out again. Before we start today's shiur, which is about Smichas Gvul and Tefillah, a couple of loose ends which I wanted to speak about. You know, tomorrow is Shavuos and Matamos, and the question is, when does the fast begin? A very serious question. So I have a chart in front of me. I put out, as I did every year, and this year was no exception, we put out a time when the fast begins. I believe I wrote that the fast begins at 3:46 a.m., pretty early. That's 16.1 degrees beneath the horizon, which I believe is the proper time for Alos HaShachar, since it's a measure of the darkness. This is extrapolated from 72 minutes in Yerushalayim, in the spring equinox. However, there's those who have 72 minutes constant, they have a much later time, 4:21. Hey, that's a big difference in time. That's 14 and 20 minutes. That's 35 minutes. About. Sorry, I passed with the chumrah. Someone says to me, Rabbi, can you please be mekel? I said, no, I can't be mekel. I think you have to follow the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that says that if you have to extrapolate. Now, if this is a secret, my talmidim will find out about later, the morning talmidim, if you held 72 on Motzei Shabbos, which most of us don't, you can argue with 72 flat. Explain that where that comes from. 90 flat. And if that will help us over here, it's 4 minutes or something like that. But if you hold, like we hold, it has to, like the Vilna Gaon, things are extrapolated, and therefore I think that you have to have the earliest man of 3:46. And therefore, since we're talking about this man, Mishayakah, that was the topic of yesterday's shiur, last night's shiur. What is Mishayakah? They have two earliest times. They have it in Afkamina for Talis and Tefillin. And you see the Gemara in the second. The Gemara says later on, again, we discussed it yesterday from the perspective of Birchas Yotzer Oro Varechoshech Osa Shalom Varech Sakol, a machlokas in the Gemara, the Rishonim, is a Tchia B'Yalma or not. So the Mechab is Mekel on the Shalom. You can say Yotzer Oro from Alos HaShachar and on, and I'm Mekel, here I'm a Mekel. You can do it from 3:46. You don't have to wait till 4:21. Kind of like that, you see? As I always say, every Chumra is a Kul, every Kul is a Chumra. It's a chumrah and a tiny tzibur. It's a cool every single day of the year. You're better off with me. You can daven much earlier if you want on the train, the plane, wherever you're going. At 3:46, you're going to ready for Alos HaShachar, and you can daven. Now, but if you want to say, follow the Mishnah Berurah, it's chumrah, and say, Birchas Yotzer Oro, when it's Mishayakir. So when is Mishayakir according to these people? There are two different choices. 11 degrees beneath the horizon, or 10.2. What are they tomorrow? We have 3:46 as Alos HaShachar, 4:26 or 4:32. That's a big, big time difference. That's, we call it 40 minutes later. 40 or even later than that. The earliest time is 40 minutes between Alos HaShachar and Mishayakah, which is 11 degrees beneath the horizon. From 16 to 11 degrees, 5 degrees, takes from 3:46 to 4:26. My math is right, that's 40 minutes, correct? I think it's 40 minutes. Wow. 40 minutes. How much is it before sunrise? Sunrise is 5:33. So 4:26 before 5:33. Excuse me, take that back. Yeah, 4:26 before 5:33. It's still an hour and 7 minutes, if I have it straight, before the sun rises today. Okay, that's in the summertime in New York. The average hour, and Sardi says the average hour today, shows minus is 74.7 minutes. It's a long hour. So, and let's just give you what the chart says. However, once again, I'm a big maker over here. I'm not mekabel what they said. But if you mekabel what they said, very nice, you know, in the middle of the summer, it's an irrelevancy. Take, for example, a time when the sun rises very, very late. For example, let's pick a date at random. January 1st. That's a random date. January 1st, the sun rises at 7:20. So when is Misha Yakir? They have two choices, 6:21 or 6:26. Fine. So the problem would be, if it would be a Rosh Chodesh, right? For example, there is a Rosh Chodesh over here. Rosh Chodesh was, it happened to be, this year was Shabbos and Sunday, so it was not there. But let's say the Sunday would have been a Monday, for example. It's 7:20 is the sunrise, and their earliest time for Talis and Tefillin is either 6:25 or 6:20. But Ashur Rosh Chodesh, we daven at 6:20. So we're going to put your Talis and Tefillin, especially on the 6:25 minute. So it becomes testy, and other times when you can't even make it, because just before they change the clock, end of October, before November, the last day, sunrise at 7:27, and they have the time for Zman is 6:32 or 6:36. So we dive in every day, even a regular Monday and Thursday, we dive in here at 6:30. So it's, you can't do it. You can't put thousands of children before davening. It's a problem, Rabosai. It's a major problem if you accept this Zman. This Zman is a cooler compared to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held the Mishayak was only 35 minutes before the sun rises. I'm toast. You can't daven half the year in the early minyan, according to Rav Moshe. But I have a different opinion, because I follow what it says in the Holy City. In the Holy City of Yerushalayim, or in Babel, which is the same latitude, the Kaf HaChayim paskins 1 hour. 1 hour in the equinox in Yerushalayim or in Babel. And that's only 12 minutes after the Alos HaShachar. Makes sense to me. If you open the Gemara Masechta Brachos, we haven't opened the Gemara yet for today's year. Look at Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. There were three Mishmaros in the night, right? When did the Mishmaros end? Well, it depends on what we're going to discuss in tomorrow morning shiur. How do you count the days? Do you count the days from Alos HaShachar to Tetzik HaChavim, and then from Tetzik HaChavim night to Alos HaShachar, or sunrise to sunset? So Tosos are going to be the time. You count the Mishmaros, the days and the nights, from Alos to Tzeis and Tzeis to Alos. How do I know? The man the Goni Bebayis Ofer. If you're in a dark house, in Toma Alos the Rebbe Lezer Boy at Shiakim and Chelas the Karsim the Kriish Moshul Shachas. How can Rebbe Lezer say you can say Shema as soon as you know that the third Mishmar is over? The third Mishmar is over. Obviously, it's not in Sachama. They couldn't elect the Goni Gom. It's over at Alos. You have to wait till Mishayakim. Via Shloma. From this simon that they give, someone's crying, they tell one story. You get up, you prepare yourself for a year also waits. Already comes Mishayakim with Chilas the Karsi, not Chilas alone. Now, how long does it take for you to get up, right, and prepare yourself? You have to go to the bathroom, you have to wash up. How long does it take you, ready? How long does it take you? It doesn't take that long. So it seems to me it's a raya from this Tosfos that Mishayak is not all that long after Alos HaShachar, which fits with what the Kaf HaChaim says, 1 hour. So it's 12 minutes to get from Alos HaShachar to the point of Mishayak. That's Yerushalayim and the equinox. So I asked my friend, my techie, how many degrees is that in the horizon? 1 hour in Yerushalayim in the spring. They came up with a number, 12.9. I have my own chart, 12.9 for Misha Yakim. Just to give you an example, tomorrow, not that it's relevant tomorrow, no one's up so early, but they have the chart of Misha Yakim tomorrow, Shavuos and Matavos. They have Misha Yakim either 4:26 or 4:32. The day is July 9th. By me, July 9th, my Zman is 4:12. 4:12. So 4:12, I am a good 14 minutes before their earliest Zman. And it doesn't matter that much, I guess, tomorrow, because no one's up that early. But take that difficult day we had before, right before they changed the clock at the beginning of November. So we said the hardest day was a 7:27 sunrise. 7:27 sunrise, that was a big problem we had over here. We had, I think, 6:36 or 6:32, those days which were problematic. The last day was November the 2nd. So Their times again were 6:32 and 6:36. My time, November the 2nd, is 6:23. It's 9 minutes before their earliest time. So you'd have a 6:30, you get 6:23, you can put in your talents for children. Okay? I want to also tell you that even though the Gemara is beferish on that Tesem and Beis, where it says over here, Yudim and Beis, it says over here, Yudim and Beis, where is it? Maybe it's Tesem and Beis. Where is it? The Tesem and Beis, where the Gemara says, the Tfilin Kacherim. So the Chayim, we say, Mishayakir, we follow them with respect to Yachas Tfilin. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen. Tells you to look in two places. Simen Tefillin. They don't give Hilchos Tefillin over here. If you look at Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Tzitzis, they have all these talis and Tefillin. But those who are more make them b'shas atchak, and say you can even do it from a loss of shach or a pinch, it's considered yom for talis and Tefillin. So b'shas atchak, I think you rely on my 12.9 degrees, even though it's more cal than the 11 and 10 that they have in the regular charts. Atkan, leftovers from yesterday's Shia, Mishu Yaakov, which relates to Shabbat Sabbatam a little bit, so I wanted to start with that. Now we start our sugya. And after Dalai Lama Beis, we begin the sugya. As you see in your Rav HaKomos, hope you got Rav HaKomos, we'll send it out to you. If not, we'll send them out later. Maybe I forgot to send them out, I don't remember anymore. Dalai Lama Beis, we're going to start on the fourth line. Everyone look inside the Gemara, the fourth line of Dalai Lama Beis. Kedetanya. Chachamim Asu Siyamu Devreya. Kadesh Le Ye'odim Boman Asad Averev. Omer, Eilech Beisi. Go home from the field. Won't go to shul, go home. Ocho Kimma, eat a little bit. Eshta Kimma, drink a little bit. V'ishan Kimma, the most dangerous of all. I'll sleep a little bit. It's tired from a whole day in the field. V'chakach Ekwa Kirishma V'spal. What's going to happen? Chotfaso Sheina is going to fall asleep the whole night. And see Yoshua Kalalaila is Mavatla Lisa, a miss of the rise of Krishna. It'll be terrible. It'll be terrible, would it not? Especially in the summertime. You work all day, you come back late at night. You wake up, it's already after Losa Shaka, after Netzachami, and you blew it completely. Avalodna Momena Sada Barab Nichnas Mesa Knesses. Imrabal Likros Kori. You're a Tilim Zog, I say Tilim. Imrabal Nishnos Shona. If you're living with a Gemara Yid, you live Gemara. For Kore Krishma, O Mispal, Docha Pita, O Mavarech. And then, Chol Oba Nebe Chachamim Chayim Misa. Why? Because the owner is Shena. All our Fuki Mimad Yoma, Tfilas Arvas Rishus, Kamash Malan, that's a Chova. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, if you miss Krishma, it's a Daraisa. Remember, it's Tfilas Arvas Rishus. Krishma, Zichra Daraisa. That's what it says. And there are certain specifics about how this halacha plays out in real life, and I put it on the Ma'am Kamas, the last one of this segment, Reish Lamed Hey. I'm going to open up the Shulchan Aruch before we get to the meat of today's sugya, Smiyas Ulet Tefillah. I think it's also important to look a little bit halacha lemaisa in Reish Lamed Hey, because this happens every single day. So Smiyas Ulet Tefillah, but this is directly related to the first part of the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Tzias Gochav Mrs. Man. Okay? If they dive in early, we spoke about what you do early. If they dive in early, what do? You say Krishna with the brachas, and you dive with them, and say Krishna later on. This is the sack of the Beis Yosef. Not like either choice was given to us in the Rosh Barav Haigon. We mentioned it last time. He gives two choices, the third choice, which we will follow, not even found it. It's found in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Lamed Hey, Sif Asa we pass on Allah. Fine. Let's go on. Also, the Sif Beis Lechol Chatzi Shah Samach Lebeis Man Krishma Shal Arbis. If you begin, you have to stop and say Shema without the brachas and Gomer Sudasa, and then later on you say the brachas Mispal. This indicates that we keep by this tremendous idea of saying Krishma the Raisa Sederah Brachas. It's a tremendous idea, but let's not overplay it because this fellow is not doing it. He started the meal. And now his man comes. You tell him to say Shema alone and the brachas later on. How can you do it? You're mevatel Krishma the rise of Seder HaBrachas. No. You're allowed to do it because you don't have to interrupt the meal for too long. That's what it says over here in Beferish. We don't do that. If I'm in the middle of a meal and it's time for Marib, I leave the middle of the meal, go down around, and come back and finish the meal. But you're not required to do that according to the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Good. Let's go on. Siv Gimel, idea that Biyad says Gachav. That's what it says. So over here it says over here that it's important to say Shema without eating beforehand. The problem is, I would bet dollars to donuts that most people in the room and in the Zoom in the wintertime will eat before say Krishna. I say in our yeshiva, 10 o'clock Maariv. I'm not 10 o'clock Maariv, but they only stop at 10:30. Even in our shul, we have a 9 o'clock Maariv, we have an 8 o'clock Maariv. Right? So those who have his shul for Milcha Maariv in December, Eidavid Maariv, that's at 4:30. No, okay. Even that's a question which the post can ask. How can you eat supper at 6 o'clock before you said all three parashas? Supposed to be all three parashas again if you die, if you say Shema before 10 o'clock. All right, it's a cool yud, the Kabbalah of Avos Shemayah, Rabbi Yonah talks about. If you're davening at 8 or 9, you eat at 6 or 7, you're against the Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a big problem. It really is a big problem. Also, the Haskel Lechel, it's in the Mefurish. If you're half an hour before this month, which would be, let's say, 4:30 at sunset, this month is at 5 o'clock, for example. So what do you do? What do you do? We're against the Mefurish then. So, the Mishnah Berurah talks about it a little bit. He says as follows. He says like this. He says, what's prohibited? To eat. Tima bi'alma mine peris afilu pasuk beitza shor. How do you define a tima bi'alma? I don't know if our supper is a tima bi'alma, but if it is, it sounds like maybe it would be okay. Mine peris or pasuk beitza. Maybe it's only us if you have a full meal, which is a pas, more than kibbutz, and you have enough for sukkah. Maybe that's one side of the huckle. The better side of the huckle is if you dab with a minyan kavua. If you dab with a minyan kavua every day at 8 o'clock, it's room to be made. I think I had a big problem with Corona. I didn't go to shul for over 3 months. Over 3 months, I didn't go to shul. Those who were on Zoom heard me on Zoom every single night at 6:30 until 7:30. And then my wife wanted to serve supper, and she was hungry. And I didn't have a mini kavu anymore. And I tell her that she should wait till I finished davening Maariv. This went in March. This Corona thing started in March. I don't know, when did the sun set in March? Who remembers anymore? March feels like so long ago with Corona. But that's when we closed the shul. I have a calendar over here. We closed the shul in March. Our last day in shul was March 13th. It was already daylight savings time. But on the following week, the sun set at 7:04. It was going on, marching through the sevens. So at 7:30, it was already, after sunset, it was less than half an hour before Zman Krishna began. And I was eating supper at 7:30. How can I do it? I don't know. Serious Charlotte. Shalom Bias. But so if you have a minyan kavua, the best thing to do is to appoint an agent to remind you. So my wife would remind me. These days, people have gizmos. Beep, beep. You're on your phone, and you're this, and you're WhatsApp, and you're, I don't know what, you have all these things. A reminder to say, Shema. It's also good. Those are the various vegetarian categories. Okay, I both said, let's not start what was supposed to be today's shiur. And we're going to go today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we're meeting regular time. I both said on the Zoom, 6:30. Doesn't matter, it's a fast day. We're still meeting at 6:30. Let's see the next gemara. Omer Mar. Kori Krishna Smal. The side of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan is a vanilla mavo. Says some of Gula the Tzvilah shel Arutz. Rabbi Shul ben Levi Omer, no, Tzvilos b'yem tziknu. You daven Shmona Esrei before Shema Bricha Oseh. There's no Tzvilos Gula Tzvilah shel Arutz at all. But Michael, don't forget. Ibo Yisem Mekro. Rabbi Yochanan Sovar Gula Meurta Nami Hami. It was already a Gula at night. We left Mitzrayim. True. The full gula, which in Makas Bechoros was at night, right? And that's when Paro said, get out of here. And we didn't leave until midday. Okay? Tzafra in the morning, we actually started getting ready to leave. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar, came and Lohabi Ela Tzafra, Lohabi Gulim Al Yisav. Funny machlokes. They all seem to agree that it was the gula Shalom Al Yisav at night, it was the gula Al Yisav midday. So what are they fighting about? Doesn't exactly say what they're fighting about. It doesn't say. So we look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Zeh somech as Rashi kol shkent the shachas the ikel gulas mitzrayim b'shachasa the disim imochas apesir also b'nei Yisrael who smichas gul the tefillah rumoz of David who say b'tilim the tefillah Hashem tzuri v'govali the last pasuk in your test the somech le'yad Hashem yom tzuri the pasuk we said so many times till we stop saying the tefillah last week. But we are OUS, as I say it again tomorrow. The OUS, we say both in Shachas and Mincha, at Avinu Malkeinu, which we said, of course, for 3 months straight. We stopped there Sunday, but we're going to obviously say it tomorrow's a fast day. We're going to say now four Prokem of Tehillim. The three we always said for 3 months, Chav, as I always said it, if somebody that you heard me say, Chav, Kuf Chav Aleph, Kuf Lamed. Those are ones Zoom I kept saying every single night. But they also want to say Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel in Tehillim. Okay, we'll say four Prokem tomorrow in the morning, tomorrow after Mincha. Yeah? Yeah, that's true. I never said, when I davened Bechidus Shachar, I never said Lamed Tzeh a second time. I cheated. I only said Kuf Chaf and Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Okay, but I did Lamed Tzeh. Maybe we'll cheat again tomorrow Shachar, so just say Yud Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lamed, but for Mincha we'll say all four. Okay? A pshara. Fine. This is what Rashi says. For Amir Ben Brochus Yerushalmi, Mi Shein Rasham Begul Letfilim Mal Domer, what does that mean? I knock on the king's door. Remember my Rebbe had a shtickle? Kol doli dofek, right? So you knock on the door. You knock on the king's door. And then the king, then as soon as you knock on the door, you walk away. King comes to the door. He says, hey, you left. I'm out of here. So Smichas, you say, Gula, you ask a Kaddish Baruch, you want him to answer your supplications. And then you walk away. Said he's going to walk away too. Eliyahu the Karav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Elov Umratzeil Mitzvah Baruch Hu Kibbutz and Sheyitzias Mitzrayim Hu Miskarav Elov Uva Odo Karav Elov Yeshel Letvoat Zarochov. A very romantic and dramatic second shot in Rashi. Nothing to do with Psukim. Has to do with drama with Svarah. Have we been so far? So Rashi gives two separate interpretations of why we have to smil as Gula to you. Now what about at night? Rashi says Gula Meirut Lohavi. They go, Gula, the Urta, listen carefully. Lo chashiva, not important. La duye Allah smichas tefillah. It's not important enough, the Gula at night, to juxtapose to it, to have immediately after it, tefillah, the davening of Mark. This is what Rashi explains. We have to understand what this is all about. This is a little bit puzzling to us. What exactly are they fighting about? What's the fight about? It's hard to understand. So before we get to this, we have to go back to Tosfos and Beis Amin Aleph. That's, remember, all our shirim is all built in that Beis Amin Aleph. You know that first Tosfos, listen very carefully. One of Tosfos' kashas, there are four kashas against Rashi. One of Tosfos' kashas against Rashi was the first kasha we took care of. There only be one parsha with the answer. That parsha is the Raisa, the rest is on the Tefillah. We spoke about that. Okay? Then they asked another kasha. So we pass like a shuvah lady. Tefillah spends a tikkun. Pirush be'emtzah ben shnei krishma, ben krishma shol shachar, ben krishma shol arvis. No, pass like a Yochanan. Says some gula tefillah shol arvis and tefillah. So the Tosfos is implying that if you do what we do, you're not samech gula tefillah. You're not samech gula tefillah. Ribbeinu shel olam. What do you mean? You're not Samech Gula Tefillah. You are too. We all do it. We just read the Shulchan Aruch. Tell us what to do if you're davening early. We just read it. What do you do if the Tzibur is doing it earlier? Mechavis the Beferish. In Sif Reish Lam and Hesef Aleph. In Matzibur Magdim in the Kos Krishna and Mod Yom. Yikra Imoim Krishna Rubri Choseh. Vizpal Imoim. They say Shema Gal later on. No, aren't you then fulfilling Samech Gula Tefillah? Why not? Why not? Aren't you? Pashtus, yes. Tosfos to say, no. And the question becomes, why not? The Rive is the Beferish. You are the kind of Spiel School that's feeling. It seems to me that Tosfos is a different opinion. Listen very carefully, please. Tosfos holds that the Zman of Smicha School of Tefillah does not depend upon the Zman of Tefillah. It depends upon the Zman of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, this is what the Geula is all about. Okay? And this is in fact related to Zman Kriyashma, as we shall see. Zman Kriyashma. It's remarkable that the Vilna Gaon in Siman Mem Vav, Sifkot Yetes, says as follows. In many shuls, they daven late. They miss the zman. They miss the zman. You know, we are in Rosh HaKol every summer, so of course we make the zman. But in Kiryat Rosh HaKol, everyone ever went there, no, they have trouble waking up just to say Kriya Shema 5 minutes before the zman. Then you roll over another half an hour, and you barely make zman too. Anyone knows ever in the camp proper knows that's what goes on over there. But we don't do that, of course. But the Vilna Gaon says that's wrong. That's wrong. Why? The Mevata Smichas Gula Tefillah. Frech the Bir Alacha and Simon Mem Vav. What? Why not? Let's say it's my Kriya Shema. Okay, when's my Kriya Shema? Tomorrow. Open my chart. Tomorrow Shemas of Atamas. When is my Kriya Shema? We pass like the Vilna Gaon. 9:16. Okay? So the guy will wake up at 10 after 9. He'll say Kriya Shema. I'll wake up at 9 o'clock. All right, so until he goes to the bathroom, he washes his hands. He'll say Kriya Shema. And then he'll start davening afterwards. He has until 10:30 to Zman Tefillah. Has the Gaon know it's not a good idea? You're missing Smichas Gula Tefillah. Why? At quarter to 10, he'll say Shema with the three brachas, Gaon Yisrael, Shmon Esrei. What's the Gaon talking about? The answer the Vilna Gaon holds, you can only fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah in Zman Kriya Shema. If you miss my Kriya Shema, you miss, presumably miss my Zechira Sitzir the tribe as well, we'll get to that a little bit later, and you're therefore not fulfilling Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's what it is? That's what it is. Why does the Galacha disagree? He holds, you can fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah even when it's not Zman Kriya Shema. What's the best proof? Rashi! Rashi on the Bay says that he would always daven early, and they presume they do Smichas Gula Tefillah as the Red Shulchan Aruch, and say Kriya Shema again later on Al Amita. No, Ezra ben Elam Abba, they weren't ben Elam Abba, these people? Of course they were. They did Smichas Gula Tefillah before the stars came out. So it's not Zman Kriya Shema. Who cares? So the Vilna Gaon holds like Tosfos and Beis Ben Aleph. No. If you say Kriya Shema b'zmana and you say with the brachas after 3 hours, and not Makayim, Smichas Gula Tefillah. Who learned the Vilna Gaon that way? A Shut Tzeber called Binyan Shel Simcha, Simon Aleph. Who wrote the Binyan Shel Simcha? His name was Simcha. It was a nephew of Reb Chaim Yevaloshin. Begichus. His uncle was the number one Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. This is what he says. And he tries to bring a raya that Tosfos and the Vilna Gaon are correct. That you can only fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah in Zman Kriya Shema from a Mefurish Gemara, which I guess we'll see. Daf Lamana Manav. Let's take a look. We have to end the shiur with this raya. Tomorrow, we'll try to have different ways how to get out of this raya. Let's see what his raya is. Daf Lamana Manav, everybody. I'm not sure if I sent that to Mar Makomas. Anybody get Mar Makomas about this? You didn't get it?
Yes.
The boys in the shiur got it. I didn't send it out to the shul. I apologize profusely. I'm not on top of it. I believe that after the shiur, I'll have it sent to you. Daf Lamana Manav, I apologize again. Says the Gemara as follows. It's the fifth wide line. The Tanya, Kishki Lotes Laderev. The person's in a rush to. We'll start the line before. Abu the Shul, the fourth wide line. The lady, Kabibol, the maker of the Rukh, they were in a rush to leave. Having the Kadmi of Matsi, the Madavan Shachas early. Vichi, having Matis, Mat Krishma, Karu. When Mat Krishma came, then they would say Shema. Then they would say Shema. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Says the Gemara. Skipping a little bit. What are they fighting about? Mar Sama Tfila Mahubad Adif. They would daven early, even though they would have the Shemon Esrei before the Shema B'Shosel. Mar Sama, no. They would daven later on, even sitting down in the wagon, because Misma Gula Tfila Adif. It's better to have Smichas Gula Tfila. That what we call tefillah ba'umat. Frek the b'nei shel simcha, ribbono shel olam. When the people daven early, Abu the Shmuel and Levi, why are they not fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah? They're going to daven right away as soon as it gets light, also shachar, and say Shema with its brachas, Gal Yisrael, Shmon Esrei. So why are these two mutually exclusive? It must be if you daven Shmon Esrei Gula Tefillah. before Zman Kriyat Shema, before Mishi Yakir, we don't fulfill Smichas Kul Tefillah. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Madach before Mishi Yakir is only the Chatchila, you don't fulfill Smichas Kul Tefillah. Kal V'Chomer, if you're going to say the brachas of Kriyat Shema as Rashi did every single night before Tzitzis V'Chomer, you're not Yotzi at all until Tzitzis V'Chomer when you say Alamita. So certainly, you don't fulfill Smichas Kul Tefillah. This is the Binish of Simple's right to the Tosis and our base in the middle of the Gom. If it's not Zman Kriyat Shema, you cannot fulfill Smichas Kul Tefillah. Of course, the question would become Rashi. Rashi HaKodesh. Rashi. What do we do with Rashi? The Mechaber seems to pass in that way. That's our meaning that we do, that we have Shema Abrich Hoser early before the Zman. We did it last Friday night, those who davened early. Are we losing our Olam Haba? We're not B'nei Olam Haba, we're not the Smichas Kul Tefillah. Yeah, but what are you going to do? It's a Mefurish Gemara Fakir Nevlamet. Tune in tomorrow, I'll say, in the middle of Tainus of Shavuos of Batavos at 6:30, you'll find the answer, or more than one answer, to this very perplexing question. I will try to send the Mamma Kamas as soon as I can. I apologize for not sending them earlier. Have a good day. Have an easy fast until 6:30 and beyond 6:30. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you for joining.